Now we're moving on to a story about planets. And an international team of astronomers led by the University of Galway has discovered the likely site of a new planet in formation around 430 light years away. To tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Christian Ginsky, lecturer in the School of Natural Sciences at University of Galway. And good morning. Thank you for joining us. This sounds very exciting, a new planet in formation. But what does it all mean?
Thank you for having me. So consider that in the past few decades, we have found several thousands of planets. So basically, any star that you look up at the night sky, you can be pretty sure that there's planets around them at this point. But all of these planets we have found around old stars, because they're well-behaved, we can kind of figure out what they're doing, and so we can figure out if there's planets around them. Now, what we have not found is something that is a twin of our solar system. And this is, of course, the question that we ultimately ask ourselves: where are we coming from? How is the solar system being formed? Are there other life forms? Is there other life out there in the universe, right? So what we try to understand is, how are planets being made? So the planets that we find out, they're very diverse. So we try to figure out what causes this diversity. So we're looking now back at the formation sites of these planets. So we are trying to figure out if we can see them, and they're very, very young, so we can figure out how they are forming.
Tell us a little bit more about this new planet. I see it being described as a gas giant planet up to a few times the mass of Jupiter.
Right. So the planet that in question here right now, so it's indeed, it's something that's really massive, and it's very young. And that means if it's very young, it's still very hot from its initial formations. When planets form initially, there's a lot of friction, a lot of gas and dust accumulating, so it's very hot. And we're actually hoping that in the near future, we'll be able to get an image of this planet in this disk.
How did you find it?
Well, so we're using the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope. So it's actually indeed the name of the telescope in Chile. This is one of the largest telescopes on Earth right now. And we are looking at young stars, and we are trying to see the dusty disks around those stars, because we want to study the size of planet formation. And in this particular system, we found a beautiful disk. There's images that you can see online now where there's a ring and a gap is what the planet is forming in the disk. It's kind of emptying out a part of the disk as it's orbiting in there. And then in the inner part of the disk, you see almost like a mini hurricane spiral arms. And this is exactly how theoretical models predict such a disk should look if there's a planet forming inside of it. So that's why we are thinking that this is the perfect site to look for one of these newborn planets.
Well, we look forward to what more you learn from your researches. Dr. Christian Ginsky, thank you very much indeed.